this shared activity allows us to reconnect.
Chok, na-miss
tapos,
ko naman.
Kahit puyat na puyat na talaga na-miss tayo.
Na-puyat
na talaga kami. Pero ayoko na eh. Pero kailangan kong mapanood si Juno tsaka si Yuna.
Hi, Langga.
This is Jared.
And this is Apple.
Welcome to the Langga Speaks Podcast.
Join our beloved conversations
about God's love and joy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Langga Speaks Podcast.
Namiss niyo ba kami?
Sana. Eh, kasi, ano na tayo? Every other week na mangyayari natin, no?
And to be honest, sabi, Jerick said when we were setting up for this episode, sabi niya, I missed the setup. I'm like, I know, right?
Yes, it's been a hectic season for us.
Seasons, yeah.
Yes, a season. I know this is just a season na ganito, hindi tayo irregular yung episodes natin, but we're not gonna be missing out on things.
Mm.
We're not gonna fade away. Hopefully. Ano eh, ang dami nangyari, no? So, first of all,
we want to
praise be to God. Nag-survive po tayo sa work. You know, sa work natin, we did...
It's been three weeks now, no?
No. Oh, not only that. Like, it's more of last week.
Yeah.
When I had to release a collection.
Grabe po yung mileage ng kotse namin kay Jeric last week sa work.
I wasn't pertaining to that. I was pertaining to the puyat in Halo.
Ah, yes. Grabe rin yung mileage ng i-bikes ni Jeric.
Kasi we had to release. There was an emergency at work that we needed to release a collection for World Youth Day. By the way, if you are listening to this episode
from World Youth,
from World Youth Day,
please let
praise
us know.
Be to God.
Because when we publish this episode, it should
it's the final
be
day.
The final day, the final mass after all of the pilgrims have walked, like how long to reach the vigil mass. And then for sure, by the time na ma-release this or by the time people get to listen to this, na-announce na rin kung nasan yung next na
World Youth Day. Yes.
Makakapunta pa ba tayo?
Hindi ko nga alam kasi hindi na tayo youth. I don't want to take space from the youth of the...
I don't want to do this anymore.
Turning 35 this year, mga langga. So...
Amazing.
In the definition of the Catholic faith.
You look
the Catholic
younger.
Church, ang youth ay 16 to 35, tama ba? Yeah, 16 to 35 years old.
Hindi ba 13?
No, 16 to 35.
Ah, okay.
So, I think, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to Google it now.
Yeah.
But... praise be to God, we were able to release the prayer at Halo. By the way, we'd like to invite you to download the Halo app, halo.com/praymideast. Please do check our show notes for those. And we're going to discuss right now weathering an uncertain season together.
Speaking
because
of
we
seasons,
are.
Yeah, in an uncertain season. Seasons come, seasons change. There are some seasons that are easier to deal with than others, but it is a fact of life that there will be seasons when it seems even more uncertain the previous ones. It seems that there may be no ending to that uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if you're married.
Or you're in a relationship.
It's still possible to weather those seasons and get through those seasons together.
Mm-hmm. Maganda no, may kasama ka. Kung wala kang kasama, kasama mo naman ng Diyos.
Exactly.
Hindi ka maiiwan ng Diyos, no? Unfortunately, sometimes yung uncertainty, yung stress, nako, it can divide us rather than bring us together as a couple.
And that's what they say about such situations that can make you or break you, right?
Yes, you know, it's important to find ways talaga to... How do we tackle this as a team? Or how do I tackle this with my family, with my loved ones? How can I weather this moment or this season of uncertainty? Which is given eh. Kailangan matanggap din natin na in our life, magkakaroon tayo ng seasons. Hindi lang one time, big time to, no?
Yeah.
Seasons of uncertainty. Paulit-ulit yan.
Sometimes it feels that way, no? You would go through something that seemed like the worst season of your life and you thought everything would be okay from here on out. And then before you know it, you find yourself in another rut, another clueless kind of like, where am I going?
Oh, yung parang, Lord, malampasan ko lang to. Okay na ako. Tapos, nung nalampasan mo na, may mas matindi pa pala.
Exactly. But that's something we need to understand, is that these seasons keep these seasons will keep on returning as long as there's life, right?
Oh, tsaka maganda yung mapapakanta ka ng stronger than yesterday. So let's give them 10 things to help them and your partner, your langga, to weather an uncertain season together. This is taken from our mentors, Les and Leslie Parrott, from Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts.
If you haven't heard about Simbis, please do check out langaspeaks.com/Simbis. It's S-Y-M-B-I-S. Jerick and I are certified, not marriage experts, but Simbis facilitators. So if you're planning to get married, please do check that out.
Number one.
Be open about your struggles. Now, the thing about uncertainty is that it's also going to produce not only yung emotional, but also physical that we have to go through as individuals and as a couple. And all of this can manifest. I know it's your favorite word, langga. Yung weather. Yeah, it can be emotional. It can be emotional, yung mental anxiety. Or it could even be physical. Because stress can also play a very, very big impact on our physical well-being, right?
But it's important na pag pinagdadaanan natin itong mga to, we have to discuss it. We have to open it up to the people closest to us if you do not have a partner yet. Or to be really, to open the lines of communication para i-communicate ito, to diffuse it, to provide another perspective, let's say. Kasi even during times of normalcy, open communication naman is importante para magkaroon ng healthy relationship. So if you're dealing with uncertainty and stress, it's even more important, obviously. Right. But tayo kasi parang, ay, hindi ko lang nasasabihin sa kanya.
Kasi ayoko na masyasaktan siya. Or I don't want to burden my partner.
Yeah, parang kumakanta ka lagi sa banyo ng, I don't wanna do this anymore.
And especially, you know, we all have different personalities. Like Jerick and I, when it comes to being open about things like that, I tend to close up, especially if I'm going through something or the people around me are going through something. I tend to close up and I don't tend to speak about it. And oftentimes, I treat it as a defensive mechanism where I try to protect my my loved ones or my family from what I'm going through, or myself from what I'm going through. But in the long run, it actually affects them negatively, mm-hmm. because you end up becoming more of a stone cold rock instead of being a way for all of this uncertainty to be flowed out, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, as difficult or as anti-productive as it seems to open up about your struggles, even if it's not normal for you to lean upon another person, this actually, yung opening yung lines of communication can help yung minimize yung and even offset potential conflicts between the both of you later on.
Yeah, it kind of minimizes yung pag compound.
Right.
Naiipon.
Exactly.
Oo, kasi kayo mga babae.
Pero na lang iipon mga kayo, natin.
Yung mga babae, mahilig kayong itago ang inyong nararamdaman. Actually, mga lalaki din. Actually, ayaw nila i-amin agad na meron silang
pinagdadaanan. Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Importante na we have to be able to open up. Number two is, understand uncertain times produce unusual circumstances.
Mm.
Diba? If the season of uncertainty is affecting your normal routine. For example, for us, ang normal routine namin is mag-podcast.
Mm.
You know, to produce a weekly episode. But then, this season that we're in, sa totoo lang, it's disruptive for us.
Na-shock yung system namin.
Shock yung system. Dami career change sa akin. Tapos, meron pa kaming blessing ang naparating.
Mm.
And so, yung ability to be able to tackle yung mga nakasanayan namin, it's so hard to understand. So, it's for you both to also give space for one another to be kind with yourselves.
Mm.
So, naisip namin na, nako, kailangan pagbigyan din natin sarili natin na hindi super hard. Kasi ngayon, may dalawang toddler na kami. So, iba na yung season namin compared nung isa lang yung anak namin.
Exactly.
Na kaya namin maging strict sa sarili namin. Hindi, kailangan by Monday,
make
or break,
na.
Nakapublish na yung
which
episode.
Which was, I wish it was like that for the first three, or like, you know, the first, yeah, 2.5 years of podcasting. But recently, especially the past couple of months, we've learned to be, yun nga sabi ni Jerick, to be kinder to ourselves.
Oo, kasi naisip namin na kapag super rigid namin in this season of uncertainty, it just invites additional conflict when we are already dealing with something that is challenging at the time.
Yes, yeah, so you're inviting. At this time. Yeah, you're inviting unnecessary conflict pa on top of what you're going through. When
Dadagdaga
we should
mo,
be going...
nagigilok sa'yo, eh? Anyway, number three.
To be patient with one another. Especially if you are in a committed relationship. It's a covenant you've taken on this marriage.
Salamat ga kasi sobrang pasensyoso mo sa akin this past few weeks.
Have I?
Yes, as I was going through this whirlwind of work-related stuff, some things that I feel na I'm out of balance in so many things. I feel that I'm not really progressing in certain things. So, salamat kasi you were patient with me. You gave me some space na, kaya sige, take as much time as you can to find your way back. Bueno, so salamat. Salamat sa iyong pasensya sa akin.
Kala ko kanta ka talaga. But it's like, but it's true, you know. I mean, it's so difficult, but then we also have to understand that it's not always going to be one person being patient all the time. There have been multiple times when Jeric was also patient with me because I was also going
through. Ay, di ba ako lagi patient sa'yo? Kala ko...
I mean, like, there are sometimes okay. Kasi minsan...
Sige, at least malinaw tayo.
But it's also, you know, it's not just that you would be in an uncertain season together as a couple. It could be that sometimes one partner is going through that. That's what Jeric was doing.
Hindi naman kayo sabay laging confident.
Exactly. So there have been multiple times in our life together when I was going through the uncertainty and Jeric was the one who provided patience to help me get through what I was going through. And all of the stress and all of this tension can affect us all differently. Kasi nga iba-iba din yung mga personalities natin, iba-iba yung mga coping mechanisms natin. So it helps to understand that once you really have that intention of getting to know one another in the character, you would see okay, this is how they really deal with stress. And I have to understand that they will come out of it. But the more I try to pull them out against their usual pacing, baka mas lalo lumala. So it really helps that even if they are responding to it out of their normal routine, their normal character, this patience will actually help in the long run. And although na kunwari ako, if I'm going through something that's uncertain, it's also important to be aware that we need to have that self-control. Pero syempre, tao din tayo. Nagagalit din tayo. Nasistress din tayo.
Dati kasi naiinis ako kay Apple. Bagal kasi mag-process ng mga bagay-bagay. I got to know her na magkaiba tayo. Magkaiba tayo pag sa pagdeal sa stress. Magkaiba kami on how we view things and how we tackle things. So, of course, we're already 6 years, no? 6 years. Talagang inisip ko pa talaga.
Me. No, but then, like, we've been longer for it. We've been together longer than that. Yeah, that's right.
We kind of change on how we tackle things, but it's important for us to be reminded na magkaiba tayo. We have to be patient with one another. And kasama yan sa sinumpaan natin sa simbahan, sa sinumpaan natin sa harap ng Diyos,
exercise ko nga lately, yung swimming mo, grabe ka. Michael Phelps, to exercise yung extra patience sa isa't isa, yung it's an intentional decision to have that patience with each other.
Which you were talking about since you mentioned exercise. Number four is how we deal with an uncertain season is we create new routines.
Malanga, please pray for my husband and his road to Olympian swimming career. On top of sa pagiging voice artist niya sa Hollow and pagiging amazing siya sa regular job niya.
And on top of being a sensory, coffee professional.
In the works, ganyan. Nagdadagdag pa po siya ng potential representative of the Philippines in the Olympics of 2053.
Hindi ko maintindihan yung sarili swimming. Ko. Sa sobrang dami nating ginagawa, naisipan mo pa mag-create ng new routine.
Pero nakakaloka siya ha. Like, imagine sa mga pinagdaanan namin in this particular season, nagdagdag pa kami ng swimming class.
But now it makes sense because even though you are disrupted in our you know, in your usual routines.
Kasi nakakapagod siya, ha?
Kaya nga, it makes sense right now kasi nga, it's also a time to consider creating new ones even if they're temporary. Kasi katulad ng pagsiswimming, pwede naman temporary lang din yan.
Oo, kasi wala tayong pambayad for the next sessions.
Pero sa totoo lang, kasi nga, ang dami nangyari na parang hindi ko maisip bakit nangyari ngayon pa sabay-sabay, no?
Hmm.
But, you know, it added a form of stability in this unstable situation that we're in. And it helped me feel take back na parang I have taken back a certain measure of control na ay nalagyan ko ng direction yung buhay ko kasi dito sa career ko parang nung una parang saan ba ako tutungo,
sabog,
di ba? Hindi naman sa sabog, wala nga eh,
hindi
wala
sabog pagsasabugan.
Parang hindi ko nga alam kung saan ako tutungo, I mean career wise, no? And then suddenly these things happen, so these new parts of your routine could be really be comprised of big or small things. Like for me nga, yung learning new things.
Mm.
Yung swimming, yung sa coffee. You know, this allowed us to kind of detach ourselves from this unusual and uncertain season that we're in.
Mm. Not that you're using it as an escape, but it allows you to just have, okay, a breather.
Again, malangga, new routines, ha? Hindi new addictions.
Ah, true.
Hindi new distractions.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Number five is to check on your loved ones. And, you know, this is also something that's also hard to do. It's so easy to say, but so hard to do. Because especially when you're going through something uncertain, your ego tends to focus on yourself. Mm. And you just think about kung ano yung pinagdadaanan mo. And you get, like, your vision becomes so small. But when we make a point to step outside our home and check on the people who you love, it helps also add a measure of like stability, I suppose, in helping you to reconnect and redirect your attention on instead of focusing on yourself lang, to focus on others as well.
Mm.
Things like yung checking in on friends you haven't talked in a while, checking in with your relatives, checking in with your elderly relatives, parang reconnecting with your kids. Although it seems so out of the way na parang may pinagdadaanan nga ako eh, bakit kailangan ko mag-reconnect sa mga ibang tao when right now I'm going through something. But like it says here nga, when we decide to go outside of ourselves, when we decide to have that generosity with others sa oras, sa effort, it gives us an opportunity to take a breather, to take away our focus from what we're going through. So it will also give us a new perspective then during that uncertain season.
And a lot of these conversations, usually, hinahumble ka.
Oo.
Nakakaroon ka ng panibagong, katulad nun, parang, I was so tempted to just complain with this new situation at work. And then suddenly someone said, but then again, it's still an opportunity, diba?
Mm.
I'm like, oh, sorry na. Di ba? Parang it gives you nga, sabi mo nga, a new perspective.
Mm.
Number six, of course, when you're going to an uncertain season, another counterintuitive seemingly is to help where you can.
Mm.
Di ba? Parang sabi
mo, ito ilang beses na natin nakita to, di ba? Especially sa feast, di ba?
Kailangan ko matulong sarili ko. Ito siya, humingi ka rin ng tulong. Sabi okay na lang tayo umiyak.
Whenever like you feel that you're drowning already, tapos kailan tumulong ka pa sa iba? Magsiserve ka pa? Kailan pa ba akong bumalik sa feast?
Let's say bound ka na sa utang, no? Tapos may mangungutang pa sa'yo.
True.
Di ba?
True.
Ang lupit nun.
Or like may yung you just got heartbroken, all of a sudden, kailangan mag-serve sa mga ibang tao who are also heartbroken.
Oh.
May pinagdadaanan nga ako eh. Di ba?
True. So reaching out to help others in need during a difficult time is another good way to actually go outside of ourselves.
Mm.
Kasi yung pagsaserve sa iba, it not only gives us the chance to bless other people who need it, it also helps us to take stock of our own blessings. Kasi when you help someone, actually, doon mo pa nare-realize na, ay grabe. Hindi naman sa kinocompare mo yung situation mo, pero doon mo naisip
it's na, it's a reminder.
It's a reminder na, oh, okay.
You also
there
have
are other things. There's so many things that I can still be thankful for.
That's right.
Na may pag-asa pa. This is not as bad as I might think or assume or na-hype ko lang to sitwasyon ko.
Mm.
So, cultivating a gratitude during this difficult time is not easy. Hindi naman sinasabi madali na katulad nga nung ako na mismo yung pinagdadaanan ko, parang napakadali magreklamo. But kasi again,
it's parang sarap kasi magreklamo eh.
Oy, oo, sarap pulutan 'yan eh.
Oo. Naka-addict sa totoo lang, one of the addictions like yeah, that people love getting into is the addiction of just complaining.
Yes.
It's a cycle.
Ako kasi minsan gusto ko na mag-complain na, ha, ano ba tong kaping to? Ay. Cup score 85 lang, gusto ko ng 90 plus. Kasi gusto ko yung balance, yung acidity, bitterness, and yung sweetness, feel. And yung mouthfeel. Wow.
Cupping session, sensory.
Anyway, number 7.
Number 7 is to keep anxiety and fear in check. You know, when I was reading this, I was like, oh, ouch. Ganon. Kasi when it comes to anxiety and fear, like I tend to find myself in like a downward spiral whenever thoughts of anxiety and thoughts of fear of uncertain situations enter in my mind. And although you cannot stop it from entering, you do have a measure of control in place in your mind when you intentionally make the decision to keep those emotions in check.
Yes, there are so many ways to... You know, there's so many ways to take control of the anxiety that you're feeling right now. So, some of the helpful practices na pwede natin gawin is, of course, prayer and meditation, journaling, breathing techniques, and exercise, which, by the way, you can be doing through the Halo app. Please do download the Halo app. Please check our show notes kasi it helps you. All of this, kahit exercise, kasi meron tayong mga rosaries while you're exercising.
Ay, oo.
Oo, di ba? May mga sports stuff din doon.
Oo.
And it also helps you to meditate and pray. Kung hindi mo pa natatry mag-meditative prayer, the app can really, really help you. Kasi if you aren't able to control your anxiety through this, naku, kailangan mo rin maging open to seek mental health help. Right. Professional help on things like this. Dapat hindi mo lang siya binabaliwala.
I just want to share a personal story here kasi kahit sa family namin, sa amin lahat, yung panikera or like yung praning when it ever comes like to uncertain situations, it's usually me who like just goes above and beyond and like expanding the horizons that anxiety and fear could reach. And it just so happened that a couple of months ago, after having a conversation with my sister, I decided to try out this something called 54-day novena. Mm. And amazingly, it's available on Halo because I find myself at this particular season in my life with having two children at home all the time. But it's easier for me to pray when I have an audio version. So please do check out Halo for that. And if you're already on Halo, check out the 54-day novena. Anyways, so I was going through that. But it just so happened during that time, ano, dun yung na, if you remember, mga a couple of months ago, we mentioned that we were asking for prayers for my dad kasi in hospital siya because of dehydration and infection. If it was in a previous chapter, a couple of years ago even, or even just before I started the 54-day novena, siguro nagwala talaga ako.
Or nag-mental breakdown
Nag-mental breakdown na ako, nag-emotional breakdown ako. Pero sa totoo lang, I realized that even though it was uncertain, even though everything was just like so out of routine, syempre pupunta kami ng hospital or kung hindi kami pupunta ng hospital, i-check ko sila, ganyan. But it really helped that having that stability of just having that connection and prayer time with God every day during that whole 13 days of dad being in the hospital. Amen. It really helped me keep that what could have been an overflow of anxiety and fear. It just helped me na God just reminded me, nope, I am not leaving you. I have not abandoned you. Everything is well. Everything will be well.
Mm.
Sa awa ng Diyos, natapos ko yung 54-day novena. Dad was somewhere naman in between na naka-uwi siya. Pero yun, like, grabe talaga yung prayer. You know, we think na pag sobrang busy ng buhay mo, you think you don't have time for prayer. But that's actually when you need it the most.
Amen. Number 8, nurture one another.
Mm.
So sa moment of uncertainty, sabi nga namin previously, di mo na kailangan dagdagan pa ng mas maraming stress, unnecessary stress. So what we can actually add is extra nurturing with one another, to one another during this difficult time. Kumbaga maging intentional tayo to really comfort one another in this time. Na we have to show each other love and do things that actually fill each other's cup, like what we're doing right now. It's so tempting for us to just, you know what? Hindi tayo mag-record. Pero si Apple, pinagbigyan pa rin niya ako kasi she knows that this shared activity allows us to reconnect.
Namiss ko
tapos,
naman.
Kahit puyat na puyat na talaga
namiss
tayo.
Namiss ko naman.
Puyat na talaga kami. Pero ayoko na eh. Pero kailangan kong mapanood si Juno tsaka si Yuna. Alam mo yan? Yung tipong namiss na nga namin yung episode na maggawa ng episode last week. Pero hindi namin namiss yung King the Land.
Oy, grabe ka. The amounts of time that we pero did lang, not produce,
wait.
We not produce, was also the amount of time na hindi kami updated sa Kingdom. Baka isipin bakit, nila, hindi tayo
parang,
nag-record.
Parang napaka-defensive mo, ga.
Defensive, okay na ako mag-defend sa sarili ko.
Hindi alam ni Juno na dinidefend mo siya. Kaya huwag mo gawin yan.
Bakit ba? Huwag ka, huwag kang ganyan. Huwag mo maglaglag.
Kasi sa akin, importante yung need ni Apple eh. For her, ito yung moment na kinikilig siya, yung kinukurot niya ako, wait, yung nagigigil siya, ito yung nag-feel ng love tank niya eh. Para sabi ko, bakit parang mas na-feel ng abs ni Juno yung love tank mo? Sabi ko, anak tuloy. Sabi ko, langga, eto na ba yung love language mo ngayon? Yung abs ni Juno?
Ga. Naubo ako. Excuse me.
Sige, anong rebuttal mo doon?
Ang rebuttal ko.
Okay.
Number one, I would just like to make a disclaimer here, ha? Baka mga langga, isipin nyo the
past couple
of weeks.
I think it's time for them to know that you are a hottest. Yes, she is a hottest. Sa mga nakikinig dito na Blink or Army, old school po itong asawa ko, hottest po siya, 2 PM. May anniversary concert sila.
Guys, ma-sponsor naman kung may streaming po kayo ng Soul concert. Pakishare sa akin kasi marunong.
Di mo po, maro talaga.
Anyways, yeah. Wait, gusto nila ha, mga nanggaya, seryoso to. Yung disclaimer lang ha, dahil sa recording namin, na uncertain season namin ngayon. Baka akala nyo na nanonood lang kami the past 2 weeks, kaya hindi kami nag-produce. I would also just like to say that this week, like last night was the only time we were able to catch up on the past 2 weeks kasi the past 2 weeks, hindi kami nag-record for the podcast, pero hindi rin kami nanood. So I would just like to say, balansin naman po kami.
Bakit pa nag-defend yung sarili mo?
We do not
need to defend you being a fan.
Tsaka feeling ko, dahil nilaglag na po ako ng asawa ko after it's almost 3 years of podcasting together. By the way, he only found out, mga langga, dahil nilabas naman niya. By the way, he only found out na hottest pala ako 2 years ago lang. Kaya nawindang po yung asawa ko na, oh my goodness, nakikinig pala yung asawa.
Isa ka palang hottest. Kaya pala, do you feel my heart? Be waiting for you, babe. Do you feel my heart?
Kaya ano ba? More
anyway,
than a decade na
you know why?
Yun.
Because
okay.
Number 9, in this uncertain season, you
make
have to make
time for
fun.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yan, thankful ako na yung asawa ko, sa totoo lang, sa amin dalawa. Siguro obvious naman sa podcast na to, mas fun talaga si Jerry kaysa sa akin. Medyo mabagal kasi ako sa creativity pagdating sa mga ganyan.
Diba? Na-connect ko dito. Hindi ko alam na ito yung sunod. But of course, sabihin na naman natin, uncertain na nga yung season, tapos magjo-joke-joke ka pa. Yun na nga, uncertain na nga yung season, magiging grumpy ka pa.
Mm.
Halor, diba? You need to be able to exercise all possible ways of thriving in spite of the different challenges that you might be facing. Kasi, yan, making time for fun will give you a bit, you know, at least every single bit of positivity is really important so that you can refocus your time and energy.
Kahit sa pagsusend ng memes sa isa't isa, sa gabi, yung pag-unwind namin, pati yung mga bata.
Diba? Especially talaga pag yung mga scenes talaga ng ano, talagang nakakilig or nakakatawa, talagang naghahatawan kami saan. Alam mo, minsan, actually, hindi ko nga alam kung fun. Let me use this opportunity to just say to the langga, I do not even know if I can consider watching with her fun because it gets violent very quickly. Sometimes she drops the whole laptop just because sobrang kilig niya and grabe yung pressure. 9 bars of pressure ang kailangan for you to produce a good espresso. Pero yung pagpisil niya sa kamay ko, pag mayroong kilig scene, parang lampas-lampas sa 9 bars of pressure.
Next time kasi, ligay mo yung mga espresso beans dyan sa kamay mo. Tsaka sandali lang ha. If I remember correctly, and usually at this particular thing, medyo okay yung memory ko. Hindi lang po akong kinikilig. Sa mga kilig scenes, minsan, mas nauna pa nga sumigaw si Jeric. Ako pa nagsasabi, langga talag na yung mga bata. Pwede ba? Chill, chill lang. Tapos dinadaan ba naman niya sa akin? Sabi niya, langga, hawakan niyo yung kamay ko para maramdaman ko yung kilig mo. Pero pag nakita ko naman yung toes niya, oh my gosh, naka-separate. Para siyang ano, yung sobrang, ano tawag nun? Yung pag nagsistretch at hindi ko na alam. Basta.
Pasensya na. Hindi ko naman kasalanan kung ikaw ay hottest.
Hindi ko
at kung ako ay isang so-wan.
Mga langga, kahit sabihin natin, sige, sis, nilaglag lang naman yun na ako na more than a decade long na hottest pala ako. Friends, Jeric also follows SNSD at dati nang nagdadota.
Excuse me.
At dati nagdadota siya. Yung mga sound trip niya ay G at sumasayaw siya. Kaya nung kasal namin.
Ano yung G?
G, baby, baby.
Alin, tapos, di ko alam yan yung
Malangga, kung hindi, ay nako, sa wedding reception namin, sumayaw talaga siya ng G. Ng
alam mo,
SNSD.
Dahil hindi tayo matapos at hindi tayo makamove on. Kasi ang pinaka-importante is number 10.
Ah, oo.
Oh. Pag hindi ka makamove on sa kakabaliwan mo, seek help if you need it. Ayan. So, seriously, if you need help, if both of you find the need for support for your mental and physical health, during this time, wag ka nang mag-atubili. Don't hesitate.
What's atubili?
Atubili is don't delay.
Oh.
Wag mo itago.
I don't know that word.
Don't hesitate, basically. Wag ka nang mag-atubili na humingi ng tulong sa iba. Wag mo isipin na kaya nyo na kayong dalawa lang. Eh kung kayong dalawa lang, hirap na, meron pong pwedeng tumulong sa inyo. Diba? Hindi ko naman sinasabi na kami yon kasi busy rin kami.
Pero hindi kami, totoo. Tsaka hindi kami licensed health experts.
But seriously, there are people who are emailing us for help. If we cannot help them, we redirect them. Diba? But we're here for you. Kaya nga kami nagpa-podcast eh. Diba? Kaya kami binubuksan namin ang oras namin at ipinipilit namin ang
and we love it like when we read your emails.
Ipinipilit, hindi naman sa ipinipilit. Pero ibig sabihin, pinipilit namin. Mali yung term na ipinipilit eh.
I-edit mo yan.
No. Pinipilit namin gawin ang best namin to be of service to you guys. So,
kaya pasensya na kung medyo delay po minsan yung mga email replies. Pero nababasa namin pagpasok agad. Tapos pinag-uusapan talaga namin ni Jeric kung paano namin how would we respond in the most loving way possible and how we would reflect God's love sa sagot namin sa
inyo. So, there's no shame in getting help if the stress of a difficult season is starting to get to you. You know, the key is to seek help as early as possible. Huwag mo nang patagalin kasi if it goes deeper and deeper, it's really harder for you to be, you know, to be helped. So, mga langga, this is an uncertain season for the Nanggaspigs podcast. We don't know if we'll be able to go back to as we were before, let's say. But one thing is for sure, we will be here.
Yes. Hindi namin uncertain
kung kailan namin mababalik yung routine na yon.
Yeah. For now.
Kasi hindi pa tapos yung Kingdom Land.
Tomorrow na yung last episode. Episode 16.
Okay. Yun pala. So, mga langga, mukhang babalik na kami sa aming regular schedule. Kasi matutulog na po on time si Mrs. Christine Tara Fuentes De Fante. So, that's it mga langga. Anyo nga sa'yo. Kamsahamida.
Can you feel my eyes? I'm very sumasayo talaga. Ay, langga, I love you.
Ay, nako, malangga, maraming salamat sa inyo. Sa mga sumusuporta, ang dami mga
support. Grabe, nilaglag mo ko talaga.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who keeps supporting, especially those mga nagpapadala pa rin ng kape up until now.
Uh-oh.
Salamat for supporting us through buymeacoffee.com/langga. That's buymeacoffee.com/LANGGA. Really, really helped us a lot, especially in this season of uncertainty. We're also uncertain, you know, in how we will you know, support this podcast as we move on. So maraming salamat. Every single coffee counts in making this podcast alive and kicking. So maraming salamat sa Diyos. Grasya ito ng Panginoon that we're able to do this despite the uncertain season that we're
Amen.
In.
Amen. For those of you who are so generous as well with your time, with your prayers, sa amin, just for reaching out even yung mga messages niyo sa Instagram or in like Messenger or even to the time you take to send us emails. We speak blessings upon your life. We ask for God's grace and love to really overflow in abundance na para maging face kayo ng Diyos sa buhay niyo, sa mga tao sa paligid niyo.
This is me, Jeric.
And it's Apple.
Always reminding you na palangga ka sa Diyos.